Hello.
So, first of all, who was Wade Hampton?
Well, he was a Confederate general. He was a slave owner. He was also a U.S. senator and governor of the state of South Carolina.
Well, before we go any further, what prompted you to take the time to write an article? Where did this come up on your agenda?
Well, probably like a lot of people, the name had always stood out, and it had been kind of in the back of my mind. I need to someday check who is Wade Hampton, but I had never gotten around to it. Anyone can Google and get a good bit of information pretty quickly today about who he was. But it came to my attention when I was actually asking about a different name out in Hooper Bay, and I was asking Myron Nanning about that, and he responded back about the name I was inquiring about, but then almost as an aside said, well, you know, Wade Hampton, Confederate general, slave owner, and he said KKK member. That part turned out to be not exactly right, but actually a little close.
Okay, so Wade Hampton is known for some of these unflattering things, but also a couple of neat ones, too. What stood out to you about some of his more favorable attributes and some of the less favorable ones?
Just a quick note on that. I think kind of in the, you know, in today's world, you know, it's hard to think of him as being, you know, in a favorable way. But for his, you know, because of his history and what he did, but for his time, I mean, these were the type of people who were the leaders of the South. They were slave owners. When he was elected governor, and that's a whole other story, that was sounds like the messiest election in history, but he ended up being seated as governor of South Carolina in 1877 after the disputed 1876 election. But he then went on to do some things. He appointed over 100 black men to office in South Carolina, and he had funding for schools, more per capita for schools, which were segregated then, that had black children than those with white children. And there were a lot more black children in the state of South Carolina, so there was a lot more funding for schools with black children. So those were a couple of the things that historians had mentioned to me that were surprising to them.
But obviously some unflattering things too, which you mentioned earlier. But one thing that's important to point out here is that Mr. Hampton never stepped foot in the territory of Alaska. So what's the connection? Why the census area named after him?
His son-in-law was also, you know, a semi-prominent person named John Randolph Tucker. And his son-in-law came to Alaska in 1913. By then, Wade Hampton had already died. He died in 1902. But Tucker came to be federal judge in Nome. And in those days, federal judges, you know, they were the authority. They were the feds, and they had all the power. Alaska was a territory, and they did a lot of things. And among the things this guy did, Tucker, is he named an old mining district, and he split it in two, and he named part of it Wade Hampton. So it started as a mining district, kind of a land recording district, and evolved into the census area.
And you're hearing now from some folks in the region that based on some of the things that have come to light about Mr. Hampton, that they would like to see the name changed. Is that the case, and is that an easy thing to do?
Yeah, it is the case. I guess there's been this quiet discontent that's brewing. People have not made a public cause about it before now, but there have been inquiries made. And of the legislature and of others, and it seems to be, in fact, a simple process. The Census Bureau told me that if the state submits something from the governor or some other entity from the state saying that they want a new name, the Census Bureau will change the name. So it's not a very involved process. The state demographer told me that, you know, there needs to be consensus in the state for a new name, and I asked him how that would materialize. He said that's still being reviewed. So the process still needs to be worked out to a degree, but it doesn't seem to take a new law. It doesn't require Congress to do something. So, yeah, it doesn't seem that involved.
Well, we'll certainly watch for updates. Lisa Deemer's article in Western Alaska, Push to Rename a District That Honors Slave-Owning Confederate General, is in the Alaska Dispatch News. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.